This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my emails and messages was I ever in Greek? Was I ever in a sorority? No, I wasn't very cool. I'm not very pretty. So no, never in a sorority. And if I was, let's say, invited into, if I was, by some blue chance in hell, who knows, I probably would have turned it down because I had to work multiple part-time jobs while I was going to college. You couldn't work a full-time job because I had classes. So I had to work multiple part-time jobs where I could do 2-3 hours here, 2-3 hours here, 2-3 hours here, and filled up my week, including Saturday and Sunday, no time for a sorority. So I never did. Now, did I go to some of the fraternity parties? Oh, absolutely. Did my boy, did my son's husband, yeah, they were Greek. But during COVID, it kind of changed things, so they really didn't have a lot of the hazing and everything going on. And also, I kind of warned my boys, because some of the hazing, like the elephant walk, I don't know if you guys know what that is, but you might want to look it up. Those were things that happened when I went to college. And I told my sons, you really might want to rethink that, because there's some awful things you have to do in order to get into a fraternity. And is it worth it? Now, mind you, as a medical student, you were hazed. And I do understand why that process exists. It was horrible. You were bullied. The stuff you had to do, it was miserable. But when you get out of it, you know, you're like, oh, dang. Yeah, and so all my colleagues who I did 36-plus hour shifts with and worked under doctors who were mean and threw stuff at you and threatened you, you know, and all, I mean, all the stuff we went through together, when you get out of it, you do have a bond. And there's no bond that can be replicated than the bond I have with some of my colleagues I was on call with and trained with. There's just, I could go years without seeing them, and we see each other and we're connected. There's just, I mean, there's love there. You just, you know, so I get that with fraternities, when you go through that blood, sweat, and tears, you end up having a bond for life. The problem is it really worth it? And some of the things they do to people are deadly. So a former San Diego State University student is suing their fraternity, Kappa Sig, for almost killing him in this lawsuit. Now, the complaint names the National Kappa Sigma Fraternity, its defunct chapter, because schools now will cancel and pull chapter charters when things like this happen. They used to not, but now they're very quick to when somebody almost dies or they get caught doing hazing. But now several suspended members of the chapter, as well as the fraternity, are being sued because the fraternity members forced Benjamin Brennan to finish a 700 milliliter bottle of hard liquor in 30 minutes and consume drugs. Now, this happened April 16th, 2021. Members allegedly forced him, who was 19 at the time, to continue consuming alcohol in amounts that would literally kill people, quote-unquote, after he could no longer care for himself, stand, or speak. This was between the evening of April 16th and the next morning. He was on a couch, unable to move or speak due to severe alcohol intoxication. And then, while he was intoxicated, the fraternity members allegedly struck him with paddles and other objects. Ridiculous. This is, okay, this is not necessary. I mean, you want to have a bond, then, you know, you go and do a military tour together. Or you go and save lives in the middle of the night together. But this, no. This is not anything that is admirable or honorable. And we've spoken about alcohol intoxication. The reason why people vomit is the body is trying to live and get that toxin out of the body before it can shut down the liver, shut down the brain. So Kappa Sigma members put him in a vehicle, transported him to a hospital, and then they left him, failing to provide any information whatsoever that could have assisted the hospital's efforts to treat him. His attorneys argued that the apparent decision to leave Brendan at a hospital without giving more information to medical professionals aggravated and compounded his injuries. I mean, thank God they took him to the hospital, but somebody should have said, look, this is what happened. But everybody was covering their own hide. So it tragically, he could have died. So hospital personnel found the kid unconscious, vomiting, and not protecting his airway. So they put him on life support, intubated him. He was given a 1% chance of survival. At the time, blood alcohol content level was a 0.489. That's lethal. And then he had marijuana in the system as well. And so the family has sued, understandably so. And, you know, he's now 21 years old. I mean, thank God he's alive. I don't know if he's had any long-lasting damage. But come on. So we tell kids before they go to college, don't drink. Alcohol can kill you. They go, yeah. They need to see stories like this. They need to see videos of people. See, for me, what convinced me to not drink like that was hearing people would drown in their own vomit. I'm like, okay, that is not the way I want to go. And that can't happen. You know, people see somebody passed out, they think, okay, well, they just drank too much. They don't realize that they're on the verge of death. They don't realize that they're not breathing. So I am for no hazing. If you really want to do something where you guys are bonding, please do something heroic. You know, I mean, do something admirable. Just this is stupid. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Woo. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook at Dr. Dolly Show. See, I can't go into my car and burp right anymore, right? Because of video. So if it's going to happen, it's going to happen in the studio. All right, so... The next topic is a fascinating one to me, because whenever something happens on TV, and I don't watch all the shows, so I sometimes need you guys to educate me on what the hell you're talking about, but one show I have kept up on is Ted Lasso. And so one of you had asked about, you've been dating, and you'll end up dating a mess, and you didn't know how to word it until the recent Ted Lasso, when... There was an interaction. I want to ruin it for you guys if you haven't gotten to that episode yet. But somebody didn't want to date somebody else because they said they were a mess. And it wasn't supposed to be an insulting thing. It was just a matter of fact, you're a mess. And so when is being a mess good? When is it bad? How to avoid dating a mess? how not to be a chronic mess. So what is a mess? Well, it depends. Okay, if you're British, you might have a different definition than American. But to me, if somebody is, quote unquote, a mess, well, that means it's somebody that is overwhelmed by a lot of things that are cluttering either their goals, their personality, them being able to be there for you. It's a mess. They're obstructed, right? Because that's what a mess is, okay? If your desk is messy, you have an obstruction. I'm looking at my studio. Yeah, my studio's a little messy. I mean, I got nuts and stuff all over the place. But that means there's certain obstructions to you grabbing your pen, grabbing your calculator, grabbing what you need, right? If somebody is a mess, that means they have things holding them back, have things interfering with them doing what they need to do and what they should do. Now, what could constitute that? Drug use. Now, if you have a drug habit that you are not in control of, you keep becoming victim to that, that can make you a mess. If you have an ex or a relationship that is toxic, that you can't break free from, that inhibits you to love again, date, trust again, that can make you a mess. If you are in a career or working for a company that keeps screwing with you or interfering with you doing what you need to, even though it's not a mess you created, somebody is creating those obstacles for you, it's still a mess. It's still a mess. And so there's times when it is okay to acknowledge that. And then there's other times where you're like, okay, I got to overcome this. And then, or you might be like, okay, I don't need that right now. So when is a mess good? Okay, that's kind of probably where we should start. When is being a mess good? Well, I don't know about you all, but sometimes when you need to reboot or revamp or clean up, yeah, it's very hard to clean up by every single square inch of what you're doing is perfectly clean. So sometimes if I have to clean off a table or a desk, I take a box and I throw everything into that box. Now that might be a mess, but where it's a structured mess. And I'm like, all right, I just got to clean this off. And then I'm going to reintroduce the pieces back on my desk or back in my life that need to be. So sometimes when you're dealing with a breakup, you're dealing with a toxic boss, you're dealing with friends that are taking advantage of you, you're dealing with family members who are using you or family, sometimes you just have to say, you guys, you want to know what? You're going in the box. I'm out. Or I'm going in the box. You're not going to hear from me. I'm going to be off the grid for a few days, a few weeks. And then I'm going to figure out how to deal with this mess. Some of it may never let you get back on the desk. You're out of my life. I'm done with you. And others are, you know what? I'm going to put you in your place. Okay? You will be a part of my life, but only in this part. I'm not going to let you invade and, like a cancer, take over, like a parasite. And so sometimes acknowledging the mess is extremely therapeutic. Right? And you might even tell your friend, you may say, you know what, I'm a mess right now. Now is not a good time. You'll hear people say, I'm not in a good place. Now that scares people, like, oh no, you're going to commit suicide. And thank God people are now a little bit more aware and they're there to help and look for signs. But maybe there's another term for somebody who's not going to hurt themselves, but they're like, you know what? I'm going to take control, and I'm going to clean up this mess. I'm going to admit there's a mess. I got this going on. Have a pity party. It's okay to have a pity party. Acknowledge it's a mess. Acknowledge your boss is a jerk. Acknowledge your ex is messing with you. Acknowledge that certain stuff you're putting up with is BS. Because if you don't see the problem, you're not going to fix it. So that's when it's totally fine. Say, you know what? It's a mess right now. I'm a mess. I'm living in a mess. I'm going to fix it. Now, you might not be ready to fix it day one. You can still have your pity party. You can still kind of, but then when you get the proof, or when you feel like, you know, you got that box that you can put that stuff into and say, you know what, I'm just going to clean it all, just throw it temporarily there. And then, and you know, you could do that. People are like, well, I don't want to hurt a relationship. No, you could tell your friends. You could say, look, guys, you know what? Give me a week. I got some stuff to sort out. I love you. Just, I'm not going to be myself because I got to fix some things. So just pause the friendship. We're just going to pause the friendship for a week. And then I'm going to check in with you and let you know if I got everything back together. The average person will understand that. Okay, now, where it's bad is when a person doesn't realize it's a mess, or they want somebody else to fix their mess. So now you're dating, and you're out there, and you meet somebody who is a mess, and you think they're dating you because you're the answer to that mess. Well, I could get over my ex because I'm with you. I could feel better about myself because you're an ego boost. Right? You're the distraction I need. No. You can't do that. Okay? You can't be a fix-it. Now, some of us love to be fix-it people. We just have that, what, Florence Nightingale effect. We just love being fixers because that's where we get our worth. And maybe this codependent sort of thing, maybe it works. But if you got your own mess and your own stuff to deal with, you can't be drawing in somebody else to help you fix a mess, and you can't be there to fix theirs. Now, sometimes you guys compliment each other and say, look, this is my problem. This is what I need help with. You know, if you can help, great. But if not, you know, that's not on you. I need to overcome this. You know, and sometimes there are individuals that just really bring out the better in you. But make sure that's communicated and, you know, it's aware. It's apparent. But for the most part, you're going to have to fix your own mess yourself. You can't, because that person might not always be there. And if you're a mess at heart, and that person leaves or is gone or dies, you're a mess again. So, you know, you can identify it when you're on a date and they start telling you, I got this going on, my ex is always calling, my ex is always stopping by, I got this. And listen, you know, stuff happens, you know, and I get that. But if you're not in that place and you can't deal with it, you have every right to not. You know, I mean, we have to be so unselfish all the time for our kids, for our family. Dating somebody new, sometimes it's just going to take the last bit of energy for you. And if you don't want to deal with baggage, you don't have to. But then you have some people that love the baggage. They're your chronic messes, where they're just always having something going on. And that's their fuel. That's their go-to. They like to be a victim. You know, so how are you? This is happening to me. My boss is this. My boss is this. Or my, you know, spouse is this. Or this is, you know, woe is me. Woe is me. Okay, I get it. We all like to have a pity party. We like to have friends that help us. But when you're with somebody where they just almost revel in it, where they're looking at the glasses half full all the time, you know, like they got a promotion, but they have more work. And they don't know if now they're in a position where they could get fired. All right? Well, you have two ways of looking at it. Go, you know what? I got a promotion. This is something I wanted. I'm going to make the most out of it, but I got this. You know, there's a way to look at it. But when you have some people that just love the pity parties and just always want to have that drama, they're a chronic mess. They're not easy to be around. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The week's begun with another mass shooting, this one inside a bank in downtown Louisville, Kentucky. The police department deputy chief, Paul Humphrey, says officers quickly arrive and shot it out with the suspect, who is dead.
At least four more victims were confirmed to be deceased inside the location, as well as eight that are now currently being treated at the University Hospital.
Police believe the shooter was a former employee of that bank. It's a criminal investigation into whomever acquired and leaked some highly classified Defense Department documents. Some experts fear the leak could put some sources in danger and compromise important relationships between the United States and some other countries. The FBI is warning you to not use public phone charging stations. It says criminals are using the stations for so-called juice jacking, infecting phones with malware. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, over Easter weekend, I worked a lot. A lot of patients calling in sick. One person took four COVID tests. One was strongly positive. Said he had it. Another COVID test was weakly positive, little bit of a line, same day. Another test was completely negative, and then another test, it was expired, but negative. All taken the same day. And his symptoms were cough, sneezing, he thought he might be losing a little bit of a sense of smell. And I'm like, you gotta go with, it's probably COVID. And he's like, how can four tests be that off? I go, they're different manufacturers, right? And those tests were designed for the 2019 strain, not this new XBB strain. So yeah, but if you get a positive test and you have the symptoms, you got to go with it. And he's like, my wife is pregnant. I mean, I need to know. I go, I know you need to know. So you can maybe do a PCR. And with that study that came out saying that it could cause neurological issues in the fetus. With those two women, one who had no COVID symptoms at all but tested positive. It's frightening for people. And we need to know. But yeah, we have COVID. Flu season, we're starting to get out of flu season. A lot of people are calling in saying they think they have strep. Strep is still around, but the big thing we're really seeing is COVID. So you're taking a test at home and it's negative for COVID the very first few days, I can't believe you're in the clear for COVID. So this Omicron has really been a pain in the butt. Luckily, it's not killing as much as the 2019 version did, but it is knocking people on their butt who's been vaccinated and not vaccinated. So we have a new sub-variant of Omicron from the BA4, BA5 lineage called the XBB, or they're calling it the Gryphon. And the XBB is a new class of Omicron variants that is now spreading pretty quickly. It includes the BQ1.1, BQ1, BQ1.3, BA2.320, and XBB. And the XBB is a hybrid version of two strains of the BA2 form of Omicron. The variant was first detected in August 2022 in India. They didn't want to call it, remember, they don't want to call it anymore the UK strain or the Delta. They've now changed it so it wouldn't mar the country. And I know some of you are like, okay, well, wait a second. There was a Lima, Peru one, which was Lambda, and then you had the Delta, which was India. And so everyone's trying to figure out what was what. The Alpha strain from the UK, we're just now, it's where it was identified to me is important, but you're not going to know by the name. So this variant of this XBB, and we spoke about it last summer, was about August 2022 in India. And since then, it's been in 17 countries, including the U.S. XBB is thought to be now the strongest of all of them to evade antibody protections. So your previous COVID infection, your previous vaccinations, your boosters, this is outsmarting it. That's according to a preprint study from researchers in China. The study said that the new strains of Omicron and XBB in particular are the most antibody-evasive strain tested, far exceeding BA5 and approaching SARS-CoV-1 level. Meaning, the vaccine and having previously had COVID-19 may not offer the same protection as with previous strains of COVID. Also, these antibody drugs, like this Evusheld and the Bebtelovimab, these monoclonal antibodies, may not be as effective. So what are the symptoms? Well, very similar to any other COVID where people are having fever or chills, some of them no fever, cough, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, feeling like there's something in their lungs, fatigue, muscle, body aches, headache. You could lose your taste or smell, but just because you don't lose your taste or smell doesn't mean it's not COVID. Sore throat is a biggie with this one. Congestion, runny nose. We're also seeing nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, just like any of the other ones. Also, I've been seeing red eyes and pink eye. Not as common, but when somebody goes, yeah, I got pink eye now, and, you know, I just recently got over a bad, bad cold, it probably was COVID. So is it contagious? Absolutely. Singapore's Ministry of Health notes that the variant now makes up 54% of COVID-19 cases in their country, up from 22% the week before, and that XBB is at least as transmissible as currently circulating variants. So when is it going to peak? You know, now, thank God we aren't having the waves and the peaks like we did a couple years ago, where everybody and their mother would get it. I have been seeing since the holidays, actually I've been just seeing this now for the past few years, but since our last big peak or spike in 2021, this sucker has been just circulating. And just every day people are coming down with COVID, and it just, I think it's just moving along and moving around, and I don't think it might necessarily be in peak proportions, but then again, that could be the BQ1.1 that we're seeing now and not necessarily the XBB. BA5 and BA4.6 are the dominant variants right now. There's also other variants, right, like the BQ1.1. So this XBB might come our way, and then by the summer, be a big pain in the butt. But the problem we have is people aren't testing anymore. They don't want to know. They don't want to cancel their travel. They don't want to leave work. They're finally back to... They don't want to know. A lot of individuals want to feel better right away. They're asking for antibiotics, so they call in. And I'm like, did you test for COVID? Oh, yeah, I'm COVID negative. And I go, what test did you use? Well, I didn't test, but I know I'm negative. So you also have a lot of people lying. So they'll call up asking for antibiotics because they're using telemedicine more these days and going to the doctor and a medical provider, and they're just saying, oh, I'm just COVID negative. So the problem we have is what I'm seeing is the average cough and cold right now, I think it's COVID, but it's just not getting logged. And can you blame the average person if they do test at home and the test is negative? So they're saying it's not COVID. Well, then that number never gets counted. Luckily, we had some individuals this weekend who retested for poops and giggles. And that's what they said, except they used the S word. You know, but I got to look up where that term came from. You know, poops and giggles, but the real term. Somebody said, you know what? I was negative on Monday, but I tested Friday night, and I was positive. Wow. I know it's surprising you, but it's not surprising me. These tests suck. These tests aren't picking it up. So when people want to know what's going on, what's coming our way, we can't tell you with certainty because people aren't testing, people don't care. We do know that there is another strain, and we do know what's coming. I'm not going to be able to tell you how much. Now, personally, I got vaccinated. I got the booster. I don't know if I'm going to get any more boosters because I had some really bad symptoms with the last one. And but I have to be honest with you guys, I didn't, knock on wood, get COVID. I got my booster September 29th, and I didn't get COVID yet. I don't want to jinx myself. And I didn't want to get COVID. So I have to decide if I'm going to put myself through the booster side effects, which was a month of chest pain and breast swelling and underarm swelling, or COVID. I don't know. That's what I'm struggling with. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Chimeric antigen T-cell therapy, or CAR T-cell therapy, is a unique, personalized approach that harnesses a patient's own T-cells and genetically engineers them to recognize and attack cancer. Among patients with large B-cell lymphoma, or LBCL, it's making a difference in this difficult-to-treat blood cancer. Dr. Manali Kamdar is an associate professor of medicine and clinical director of lymphoma services at the University of Colorado Hospital.
The safety profile and effectiveness seen with CAR T-cell therapy reinforces use among appropriate large B-cell lymphoma
my patients, advances in treatment have created a shift in the nearly 30-year standard practice, increasing the potential of long-term remission for more patients.
Patients treated with CAR T-cell therapy may experience serious side effects, including cytokine release syndrome and neurotoxicity, which can happen in the first few days to several weeks after infusion. Talk to a doctor to see if CAR T-cell therapy is right for you. For more information, visit bms.com/celltherapyinfo. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a warning, I believe, from the FBI to not be charging our phones on these some of these public charging stations because hackers can be using it to get our data. So I just take my plug and I find an outlet. I don't necessarily go to a charging station. We're going to be talking about that in a second. So in medical headlines, this is a big shocking study. Apparently, there's a study that says men lie about the size of their penis. And they also lie about their height. But they might not lie about their weight. So, you know, whereas women will lie about their weight all the time. I don't know if women necessarily lie about their genital sizes, because I'm not exactly sure what forum would even offer you to offer that information. But this study comes out of Denmark, and they found that the average man exaggerates the length of the genitalia by about 20%. And they also add an extra 2 centimeters to their height. Now, women are picking this up on dating apps and don't seem to be too surprised by this data. I'm not on a dating app, so you guys know more than I. But remember we talked about how size has been growing? Remember I think I talked to you about this one study where the average penis length grew 24% in the last 3 decades. It was a Stanford study. But they actually took some of this data, I believe, by survey. I don't know if they necessarily measured. Well, if the average guy is lying about their size by 20%, well then, yeah, of course it would look like that. We're growing, and it's getting longer. But then again, remember I told you from evolution standpoints, if women are getting bigger, in the animal kingdom, men may have to adapt to procreate. So in an animal kingdom, if you have an animal, and the more common way to reproduce is being in a certain position, and many animals do it from behind, and the recipient or female animal has a bigger behind, then the male animals of that species may have to compensate with a longer phallus in order to increase their chance of reproduction. So that could be what's going on from an evolutionary standpoint. Well, this study is just about guys just lying. So they say, even though the average penis size is longer now than in previous years, researchers found that many men are lying to an exorbitant degree. Now, this is a very small study. It was only 224 men. 26 of them had said that they were longer than 1 foot, 12 inches. Now, people range anywhere. Remember, we're looking at countries anywhere from 3.5 inches to maybe 6-7 inches, but not a foot. Let me see. What were some of the longest countries? I think Ecuador was at 6.93, and Ecuador topped the list. 6.93. That was according to rankings from Mars.com. Whereas the countries with the smallest, they were at the shortest 3.95. U.S. came at number 59 with an average length of 5.35 inches. So somebody's saying they are a foot. Are you kidding me? They said one person said he was a half a mile long. Really? Come on, people. So this was published in the Frontiers in Psychology. And they found the men would lie a little bit about their height, adding a couple centimeters. When they looked at data from 224 Danish men from an online survey, they found that when they compared this to other individuals, they said the answers were average and things were added when it came to their size. And, oh yeah, 24 men said they were 13 inches long. One man said his penis was 9,000 centimeters. Now, they said they removed these men from the study sample because these were blatant falsehoods and it would ruin the data set. Researchers also removed men who spent less than 10 minutes or more than 4 hours taking the survey. They said researchers say the amount of time it took the men to put the answer together causes reason to doubt about their validity. Now, maybe, I don't know, just I guess somebody would know their size. People measure themselves. You would think they would just know their size. I don't know. I'm not a guy, so I don't do this kind of stuff. You guys might know more. But what's interesting is the concept of lying. You know, one phrase one of my friends always says is better to beg forgiveness than to ask for permission and be turned down or something like that. So, see, me, I always like to, you know, I just want to know I'm in the clear. I don't want to think that something's going to come back to haunt me, so I'm going to have honesty. I'm just going to let everybody know what's going on, and then just, you know, this way I don't have to worry. But a lot of individuals, and I hear this from a lot of my guy friends, they're like, go ahead and fib, because you can always get them to forgive you later. So if they go, yeah, I know on the dating app I suggested it was this, but see, as a female, I always think the opposite, in that I would rather they have lower expectations and then be pleasantly surprised. So like when I cook dinner, I don't say, guys, this is going to taste awesome. When I serve the family dinner, I'm like, okay, you know, I hope I didn't mess this up. I hope I didn't mess this up. Expect to taste the... And then they go, oh, Mom, this is good. And they're pleasantly surprised. See, that's what I like. I like to keep the expectations down. And then all of a sudden, you're like, damn. Okay, that was pretty good. But apparently other people go, you know what, have them expect this long. And then... hopefully my charm will win them over and they don't mind that I fit. Now, is that another thing that we're seeing with our society? The average thing people do is an absolute lie. The average picture is filtered and cropped and photoshopped. The average full body pose is uniquely done so you don't see certain curves. The average CV or resume is doctored up. Although I really don't understand that term doctored for that, but maybe, you know, fixed up and, you know, isn't that the average person thinks that I am going to be catfished no matter what, so that they go into it already expecting all this to be BS? I think right now we have a society that doesn't believe anything they see online, anything they see in dating apps. We want to believe it, but we have such a suspicious, what's the word for it when you don't really trust? Well, not just trustful, but you're very, I forget the term for it, when you're just not very trusting and you're on guard. I think maybe that's what's going on. So people are like, well, I got nothing to lose. If I want to be at the top of the pile, I might as well get in there. Remember I told you there's many individuals wanting to say they're non-gender or gender fluid so they get the job? They're like, let me just get the job. Let them think I don't identify as male or female so I get the job, and then let them fire me if they don't. This attitude of, you know what, let's just get where we need to and then all the honesty can come out, is something that I think is now our latest trend, our latest landscape in America. So, you know, as a female, I think it's ridiculous for you to lie. And remember I told you guys, like the Cinderella, or the Goldilocks? Sometimes too big doesn't work, too small might not work, but sometimes it just has to be just right. It has to fit like a Cinderella slipper. All right? You know, keep in mind, that might be what some people are looking for. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.